In Randolph County and from else around, everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio Transparta means WHCO.
For folks on the go, it's 1-2-3-0. Oh.
It's WHCO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know. You're welcome on WHCO. Randolph County.
From Rio Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning, 927. I'm Jeff. This is the People Speak. We'll grab it. Good morning. Three ladies in here today. Jennifer Barber from Sparta Hospital. Lynn Hine from the Illinois University of Illinois Extension office. And Allison Linkner from the Randolph County Farm Bureau. How are we all doing this morning?
Fantastic. Thanks, Jeff.
Really great. Thank you.
I got to say, it's pretty nice to be back in the studio with you.
Right. Yeah.
I feel like you have new carpet.
Yeah, probably so. Since it's a completely new building. Did you know?
I mean, nobody can see it at home. I apologize, but there's new carpeting.
So what exactly, I guess, are we going to be talking about today?
So I'm really excited that these girls are here because the hospital has been selected to work on a grant with the National Rural Health Center. And the National Rural Health Center is coming in to help us start looking at our community and realizing or trying to figure out ways that we could all work together to improve the health of our community. And we understand that the work of the health of the community is not all the brick and mortar that's inside the hospital. It isn't what just takes place inside the hospital. In fact, one of the things that we keep going back to when we even start our work is thinking about the definition of health being the state of complete physical, mental, and social well-being, not just the mere absence of disease or infirmity. And so many years, all we've thought about when we think about health and what even healthcare is addressing is that disease and infirmity part. And the hospital knows that we've got to reach out and think bigger picture to understand the health of the community.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so we're really proud about how all of these partnerships come together to address the most serious health-related issues in the county and surrounding areas. And we really just wanted to highlight and showcase that just to help everyone see and understand some of the really exciting things that have been going on.
I think a lot of the partnerships, it's all these organizations were doing things, but we weren't sharing it and doing it together. And now that we're able to share it through the hospital, we're able to reach more people.
All right. I'll tell you what, let's take a quick break here and we'll come back and we'll dive into this. You're listening to The People Speak on Rural Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. 9:34, welcome back. You're listening to The People Speak on Rural Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Again, we're talking with Jennifer from Sparta Hospital, Lynn from the University of Illinois Extension office, and Allison from the Randolph County Farm Bureau office. And Jennifer, you kind of went over a little bit in depth, but how did you decide with all this? I'm sure there's a lot of different parts to this. How did you decide what to work on?
Oh, goodness. So, you know, Jeff, one of the things that we, again, at the hospital, of realizing that there are so many different factors that shape our opportunity to be healthy. And things like where we live, the access to healthy foods, our green spaces, secure and affordable housing, good paying jobs, education, things like that, they all go into the health of the individual and how we're able to take care of ourselves. And what we did was, you know, understanding that health starts in the home, starts in schools, workplaces, neighborhoods, and those communities. You know, what we did is we had all of this data that we were able to compile through a variety of different sources, as well as listening to our own patients and listening to, we did a survey back this past fall to find out what some of the healthcare needs and gaps in the community are. And we started to compile all that data. And what I did was I brought a group of people together, and this group of people we're calling our priority partners. And we are, oh my gosh, they range from, we're collaborating from people from Comwell to librarians in Marissa and Coulterville, the Department of Human Services, Legal Aid, that's just to name a few, plus obviously the Farm Bureau and the Extension Office, since they're here with us today, but also some schools and just a lot of different resources, and brought them all together and just shared all this data. And my goodness, they listened to the data and had a bunch of things that stood out to them. And we got together and said, okay, now what are we going to do to affect change in some of these areas?
Okay. So a lot of different organizations all coming together.
Yes.
To work on this.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead.
And they were, honestly, some of the things I think most of everybody would be surprised to hear is Randolph County, when you compare our county compared to U.S. top performers, we actually rank higher, and at this stage, higher's not good, in children eligible for free and reduced lunch, food insecurities, limited access to healthy foods, percentage of adults smoking, physical inactivity, alcohol impaired driving, poor mental health days, teen birth rates, fair to people who consider themselves poor to fair health, obesity, diabetes prevalence, and preventable hospital stays. So there's a lot of things that are not that here's the disease and or here's your broken bone, how can we fix it? There's a lot of these things that, you know, we have control as humans over, and we just need help addressing those needs.
Not an area you want to rank number one in.
No, we don't win here.
So from the Illinois Extension standpoint, when Jennifer approached us and said, hey, we're doing this needs assessment, we need you to be a part of it, listening in on that needs assessment, a lot of the biggest issues that came up in that are something that we're already working to address as an organization. And one of the things, again, that's really beautiful about all of these agencies that Jennifer listed is that our work does not compete with each other. That's what's so beautiful about our partnerships in this area is we complement each other. We work really well together. And so I was really delighted to have a part in this work and just be a part of the picture.
What's really nice to piggyback on that, Lynn, is that not only does our work not compete with each other, but Randolph County really truly is very resource rich compared to a lot of the other cohorts. That's what our grant group calls the people who are doing my job in all of the Delta region. So like compared to some of the people that I'm working with in Mississippi, I mean, our area in Louisiana, like we have so many resources in Randolph County. And sometimes I think we have blinders on about what each of us are doing that we don't reach out to see what everyone's doing and how, like Lynn said, we could complement each other's work, not reinvent the wheel all the time, and we could all meet our goals. And
absolutely.
Right. Yeah, because I got to think, you know, whenever we approached about having this, you know, it's like Farm Bureau, Extension Office. Okay, those two can go together a lot. But we're not going to throw the hospital in here, and you've thrown these others in. It's like, okay. Well, it's a kind of a conglomerate.
It's a Allison, I don't know if you remember the first time you came. I approached you. It was over a year ago. It was before COVID took over all of our lives. I asked to have a meeting with Allison because I was trying to think of areas that, you know, had a kind of a captive audience. The Farm Bureau has a very captive audience, and I was like, I want to work with them.
Yeah, when Jennifer first came to me, I was like, what are we going to do with Sparta Hospital? That makes sense with the Randolph County Farm Bureau. And then after we started talking, there was just so many different things that we could collaborate on that I never thought of.
So everything working together, though, is working to that end. You know?
Right. And one of the things, one of the big things that we're excited about is Allison had an opportunity to write a grant. And go ahead, Allison.
Yeah, so the Randolph County Farm Bureau got a grant through our home office with Illinois Farm Bureau, and it's to host educational classes to help with consumer education. So we're hoping to, we're setting our dates right now and hoping to have some classes in partnership with the hospital and extension about like healthy eating on a budget, understanding those food labels, mindful eating, how to eat healthy when you're on a busy schedule. So many people have kids, they're running around, and you're just thinking fast food's going to be the easiest thing to get, but meal prepping, all the different things that you can do. And we're hoping that that can help the community kind of learn more about what they can do at home to help with healthy eating.
And we're really excited that Dr. Wood over in Marissa with the at our Sparta Community Hospital, Marissa Clinic, she just recently completed her obesity management. She just got certified in obesity management. And she's on our team, and as well as Larry Bernadoni from the center. And Dr. Wood is going to be doing some of these presentations for the talk to the community. And then also her and Larry are working on some programming to help the community start getting fit again, to get physical, to start moving again after COVID is what we're gonna call that, after COVID.
Right, and one of the things Jennifer was talking about is they're kind of creating that suite of nutrition and exercise videos. They're not reinventing the wheel once again. They're pulling together pieces that have been there that are tried and true resources and programs that have been available, and just, again, pulling them together and being intentional.
Right. One of those things is we have offered a Matter of Balance classes over at the center. For, you know, Jeff, you're shaking your head because Larry's in here, guys. He's probably talked about it before. You've heard about it. We've offered Matter of Balance classes, which are designed to help individuals address their fear of falling, to increase the activity levels, and just through short exercises. And they discuss risk factors and learn strategies to help people stay on their feet as they age. And we are going to, again, be bringing those back. We're lucky enough that that is through a partnership with Age Smart, which, for those of you who don't know, is our local area agency on aging through the Department of Aging. And we're also going to be doing some virtual Tai Chi for arthritis and Tai Chi for falls prevention classes. That's another partnership with Age Smart and Oasis Lifelong Adventures. So again, we're looking for those resources to see where we could partner with and bring those back, like bring those to our community. So,
and Tai Chi is something you haven't seen around this area.
No.
In any format.
And we're going at this point, when we do start offering it, I don't have dates yet, but it will be virtual. And so if you participate, you might be participating with somebody up in Jerseyville, but it will be specific to Southwestern Illinois, until maybe we could find someone to get certified to teach the class in our area. Mm-hmm. But we are excited because those intentional movements really does strengthen your core, and it's all these programs are evidence-based programs.
All right, I'll tell you what, we got another break here. Let's throw that in real quick here, and we'll come back and talk some more here on The People Speak this morning right after this. Welcome back. Got a little time left this morning in the program, talking with Jennifer from Sparta Hospital, Lynn from the Extension Office, and Allison from the Farm Bureau, and we talk about several things here. We were talking offline a little bit about like the farmer's market, which is held here in Sparta every Friday. And I happened to stop by there this past Friday to pick up something, and was basically told I need to talk more about it on the radio because the people that are utilizing it are not necessarily people from right here in Randolph County, are people that are just passing through and stuff. And I mean, that's a real good resource to have here. And people can utilize.
Yeah, so that farmers market utilization kind of tied in with this food access and nutrition initiative that we've been collaboratively working on. And so, Jennifer, do you want to talk about?
Sure. So again, we brought up same group of people, and we have been working with SNAP Ed, the Illinois Department of Human Services, Randolph County Health Department, and the Steelville Area Food Pantry. They're part of this team, a subcommittee that we've developed for farmers market utilization, because we know that we want to increase our access to fresh fruits and veggies and encourage people to use them and know how to use them. I myself, every time we have these meetings, I'm like, guys, I'm your target population. I don't know what to do with a zucchini. I'm not kidding, guys. So, those types of things is helping mm-hmm. people understand how to use them and how to cook with them. And so one of the very first things that we decided as a team that needed to happen was a guide, a quick one pager flyer of all the farmers markets that are in Randolph County. There are four that are currently operating. Steelville has one on Saturday mornings at the City Hall. Coulterville has one on Thursdays from 3 to 6 at the Pavilion in the park. Chester has one on Saturday mornings. It's kind of that old Hardee's parking lot. Mm. Well, it is not old Hardee's, but the parking lot across from Hardee's. Mm-hmm. And then the Sparta has the farmers market on Friday afternoons, and that's on the corner of Broadway and St. Louis Street. So there are weekly farmers markets in our community, and Redbud is working on trying to start one. And so there are all these farmers markets that are happening and people aren't utilizing them. And we know that access to fresh fruits and vegetables is really important because those are the healthiest. Mm-hmm. You know, they haven't gone through, they're grown locally. They haven't been produced far away. I'm looking at Lynn to tell me why that's not Lynn, but Allison to tell me why that's important. Farm Bureau, go.
Yeah. So going to the farmer's market is beneficial because that's the freshest fruit and vegetables you're going to find. And it's a lot better for the economy because you're supporting your local businesses and your local farmers. And then you're not having to spend that money on the trucking services and you're taking gas off the road. You're helping the environment and you're staying local. So it's really beneficial to everybody. Yeah.
Tomatoes you buy in the store, you really don't know where that was grown, where it was probably California or someplace like that, you know. And I don't know if I'd want to buy tomatoes in California and bring them all the way back to Illinois, you know.
The longer drive that it takes, the earlier they have to pick them. So, like, a peach picked, you know, down south, that's going to be picked more when it's green, and then it ripens in the truck. Whenever you get peaches locally, they're ripening on the tree and they're a lot fresher. Mm-hmm. They taste better.
The nutrients are with them longer, yes. Correct?
And there's
learning.
No preservatives added or anything to...
Yeah, no preservatives. It's a lot fresher. Nutrients are there, and it's just a lot better for your body and the environment for you to have a fresh peach.
You were mentioning zucchini. You know, it's like, that's like with me. I mean, you know, a tomato and stuff, I know I can just peel it and slice it and eat it, you know. But you get into other things. There are a lot of things you can do with foods that, you know, fresh foods and stuff to make them more appealing, make them, you know, more interesting.
Well, right. So one of the signature programs held by Illinois Extension is called the SNAP Ed program. So this is funding that comes down in the Farm Bill. We don't do anything, of course, with the SNAP Ed assistance itself, but it's the educational piece that comes down along with those benefits. And so one small piece of those deliverables for that program is to demonstrate and show what to do with this food. And, of course, they're always selecting things that are in season so that it's the recipes are seasonal, it makes sense, it's easily accessible. And so again, that kind of ties back into locating those farmers markets that may accept EBT and places where they can use their SNAP Ed benefits. Mm-hmm. And so again, we're all coming together to figure out how to make this more accessible and make the public more aware of what they can do.
Okay.
And unfortunately, in the county, not any of our markets do accept EBT or the WIC vouchers right now. But that is something we've pulled the market managers, and we're going to have a meeting set with them and try to determine what we could do to maybe help encourage this. One of the things that the food pantry in Steelville has decided to do is they're going to start offering their own voucher. They're going to do a $5 voucher to the people who come and receive food at the pantry, and it's going to be good for the market in Steelville. And so, you know, that $5 voucher is going to go a lot longer at the market than it would at a grocery store. And then they still do a $20 gift certificate for perishables at Steelville Marketplace as well. But they're going to try to start doing this, and however, we're going to see how this goes. And then we're probably going to see about talking to other communities to see if this is something we might be able to do.
Okay. So a lot of different things in the works here. It's just kind of like
bringing all the people together to make it happen.
So it looks like you got a good start on that already. So
we're trying.
All right. Well, we got just a few seconds left or whatever. Anything?
Well, okay. So you just have a few seconds. So another thing that we're working on is the Rotary Club of Steelville, which I'm a member of, wrote a grant with our district. And I'm excited that through this work also is we're partnering with the Monroe Randolph Transit, the Steelville Area Food Pantry, and the Health Department. And we are going to try to do a special route for transportation to get people to the food pantry. And it will be in Steelville and Percy. But we're hoping that this is a beginning of starting something new and opening some doors to help get other resources to the population who to reach the low income and even the Hispanic populations that are in our the western part of our county or eastern part of our county.
Okay. All right. Well, looks like we're out of time. But Jennifer, Lynn, Allison, thanks for being with us. And
thanks for having
like
us.
Something we can talk about in the future.
Oh, I hope that we've got stuff going on for a very long time. It's all sustainable.
All right. For the People Speak, I'm Jeff. We will talk to you again next time. Have a great day.